Committee on House Bill 3492, Stu Porter. I'm not going to do it. I couldn't stand you puking on my shoes. We have three tasks tonight, Ann.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, you have before you the fee engrossed House Bill 3492, which is hand engrossed dated 7/23/99. That's hand engrossed with the dash C-19 amendment. And what those do is remove the preemption language regarding suits against tobacco manufacturers. And they, if you look at page 4, line 12, they delete the sunset date on the cigarette tax in line 12 and 13. If you want to extend the cigarette tax, I understand that your discussions regard changing the deletion of occurring prior to January 1, 2002, inserting the language occurring prior to January 1, 2002. And in addition, actually not in addition, but absent from this is the discussion from the fee engrossed bill, which I believe you also have before you, which Diane, do you have the fee engrossed bill as well?
I have the fee engrossed.
The language in the fee engrossed bill, Mr. Chair, which discusses the prohibition on minors against minors attempting to purchase and possession of tobacco with some exceptions. And if you choose to insert that back into the bill, we can do that conceptually using that language. I do understand there is a fiscal impact in the courts of approximately $40,000 and a fiscal from the DMV regarding programming of about the same amount of money, which I understand is already a portion of their budget.
Mr. Chair, conceptually, I would amend the dash C-19 amendments to reflect the prohibition language that the Senate Judiciary added and which is included in the fee engrossed bill, House Bill 3492.
That's Section 8 and 8A. Is that correct, Mr. Senator Bryant?
I believe it is.
Both sections, right? Section 8 and 8A, is that correct?
That's correct. 8 and 8A on the amendments to the engrossed House bill. So it's also in the engrossed. Would you like my being engrossed?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion?
It's also Section 9, Mr. Chair. If you could just do it conceptually to make sure we capture it all.
I do it conceptually. I want to capture it all. It was wonderful work.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Manning.
I support the motion.
Anybody opposed? There's just one amendment. We're going to roll them all together.
But you can just one, just one. Perhaps you can repeat it, just clarify that we're actually talking about the extension of the sunset, the repeal of the preemption, and the inclusion of the minor in possession.
Chair, I believe that Representative Maddox has a motion.
Let's do this one at a time.
Right.
And there's no objection, then, Mr. Chair, that's been adopted. Senator Bryant.
Right. No objection. We'll adopt Senator Bryant's concept.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Maddox.
I would move that we establish a new sunset date of January 1, 2002 on the cigarette tax.
No objection?
All right, I'm going to object.
Okay, Representative Courtney objects and Representative Gardner. Okay. Hearing none, so ordered.
And Mr. Chairman, to make sure it's clear in this, I move. When staff was describing it before, it was described as a city suit preemption, but that was really a city or local ordinance preemption.
Right.
And I move that the local ordinance preemption language be removed, just to make it clear that that is part of this package, that it is not in what we send out.
I want to be sure that's more.
we are removing
the preemption completely.
Preemption complete.
Let's see what that is.
In the same growth bill, Mr. Chair, that would be lines on page 3, lines 31, beginning on line 31.
31.
Continuing to line 5 on page 4.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what you got there. That's what you mean, Representative Maddox?
Yes.
So in effect, Mr. Chair, we are amending the V and Gross version of the bill,
okay,
adding in the sunset extension.
All right. That was the motion. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Representative Courtney.
Are you ready for, is this the end of our amendments?
Yes.
What I was simply going to do, I guess what he's going to do, so he beat me, so he...
I wasn't going to make the motion.
To move it to the floor?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify something for the record, for the benefit of those here in the room, that there remains in here nothing about a cigar tax limitation. So everybody understands that.
Do you get rolled by the speaker, too?
Hand roll.
Recommend
Chair.
Honduran leaf, not
Senator Courtney.
I recommend that the Senate receive from the Senate amendments dated July 16th that the D&GO's bill be amended as follows and repassed.
And as follows, Mr. Chair, as we just discussed.
And that as follows, as we discussed, I think there were three separate motions made that we all approved, that were approved by the conference committee.
With the conceptual amendments.
With the conceptual amendments, okay. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. Let's see. Representative Maddox, would you like to carry?
I'd be happy to carry on the House.
And Senator Courtney, I'm sorry.
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry we're not going to do the try it for 2 years of the cigar.
And I'm sorry that we have a sunset on the cigs.
I'm sorry, I'm still here.
I kind of missed the preemption part.
Yeah.
Well, you want something else? No, you sorry about it. Let's just go right on the road.
Okay.
Go home.
If there's no other business, we are adjourned.